This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 100-Year Real Estate Investor. We're your hosts, Jake and Gino, and this is the show dedicated to long-term personal financial engineering. Gino, how you doing?
Jake, I'm doing great. I'm excited about this podcast because the book we're going to be discussing today, I read it 15 years ago. It went in
I thought it was year. The first time. I didn't. Okay, so this is really interesting because I read that book probably 15 years ago. And honestly, and we're not telling them yet because this makes a difference. And at the time I was like, oh, that's kind of nice. Yes. But obviously we were behind in the times because this guy's mental evolution was 15 years past where we were at the time. And the interesting thing about this is I don't even know why you picked it back up, but everything around the 100-year brand is values based. Mm-hmm. If you have an alignment of values and an alignment of vision, it really works well, and we've experienced that in our personal lives. So I don't need to tease it anymore, Gino. Why don't you dive into this a little bit?
We're going to. As I was saying, this book, I'm going to give you three books, Jake, and I bet you all three books have impacted your life. The first one is Napoleon Hill, everybody. Napoleon Hill's books, you could read them 20 years ago. They had one impact on you. I challenge everyone listening to it. Go back and listen and read to Napoleon Hill. It will change your frame of reference. You weren't the person you were 20 years ago. You've grown. The second one is Stephen Covey's. The third one is Mindset by Carol Dweck. Those three books, if you continue to read them, as you grow as a person, you'll pull out so many different golden nuggets. But for me, Stephen Covey, now I read the book about a year ago, and I teach a lot of these principles in Jake and Gino, and we've really formed this partnership and this relationship around the 100 year based on that. And there's two really key principles in the book, and then we'll go over some of the habits. The first one that really impacted me was, I want to be a person of character. I want to have the character ethic. A lot of people out there are running around and being influencers and being the personality ethic. To me, I think of the personality ethic as somebody who is the shiny object. They're jumping after one thing after another. They're
not. Look at me, Lambo.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying.
No, you got to describe it though, right? Well, yeah, and it's a difference of values.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. The person of character.
Look at me, Jet.
And as Steve Sims said on the Jake and Gino
Look
channel.
At me, Rolly. All right, I'm done.
And as Steve Sims said on the Jake and Gino podcast, anyone who owns a jet is not taking a picture of themselves on a jet. Because they're a character ethic. They're a person of character. They're not becoming wealthy to buy the jet. They're becoming wealthy to become a person of character, to have impact, to use their money for things. That's how I envision it. 15 years ago, if somebody had told me that, I'd been like, I don't really think so. But now that I've grown and I've evolved and Jake and I have become financially free, we've created Rank Cares. We're able to impact other people's lives through the Jake and Gino community. I really want to embody that. Being a person of character, you need a little personality on the internet. I'm not saying you don't, but if that's all you're leading with, then you have no values to fall back upon. Reason why I don't have a Lambo, it's not part of my values. I don't really want value a flashy car. I'd rather value buying another home or rather value saving for my kids' college. That's my values. I challenge everyone listening, what are your values? Have you fleshed out your values? And if you haven't, how hard is it going to be to make a decision that's not even going to impact you, but your children and your grandchildren?
You know, it's the same reason Steve Jobs wore a black shirt every day. If you understand the world that you want to live in and create, you set that world up and then you basically put it on autopilot. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to think every day about what kind of shirt he would wear. He had the New Balances, he had the black turtleneck and the jeans. So mm-hmm. You know what? That was one less decision he had to make every day. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about right now is values-based decision-making. You know your values, you know what you stand for, and you know what you want. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to make decisions when opportunities come into your life. Yes. Or marketing things that you may have a decision. What do I want to do with this? Does it align with your values? It's a very easy decision to make at that point. And I think it's very easy for a young person to read this and you know, this particular component of the character ethic thing with Stephen Covey and just gloss over it. Like, what the hell is this? Mm-hmm. This doesn't impact you. And I think that's why 10, 15 years ago, it probably didn't resonate with as much as it is now.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The second part, Jake, that I wanted to touch on before we hit the habits is the paradigms. Stephen Covey talks about paradigms. They're like maps. People see the world as they are, not as it is. Let me repeat that again. I want you to write that down. If you have a vision board or you have notes, people see the world as they are, not as it is. Let me share a fictional story with everybody to illustrate. It's 12 o'clock. I'm ready to do a recording with Jake. I'm waiting on Zoom. Rosef, where are you? 12:05, 12:08, 12:10. I get mad. I'm like, what happened to Jake? You know what? Jake doesn't show up.
I'm getting nasty SDMs showing up in the box, dog.
What's up with that, son? And then 12:30 comes and he's like, dude, I'm at the hospital with my wife. She's going into labor. Well, the way I looked at it at 12 o'clock is a lot different than the way I'm looking at it at 12:30. So just be careful about that. Make sure you have all the information. Make sure you can make the decision from a place of intelligence and logic before you start throwing DMs in Jake's inbox and saying, hey, bro.
Don't be blowing up my DMs.
So, Jake, that translates into everything in life, right? You're calling a broker. Why isn't this broker calling me back? Why isn't this prospect calling me back? Maybe they didn't get the message. Maybe their wife is going into labor. Maybe they got into an accident. You don't know. So really check that in the box. And like I said, years ago, didn't really think about that. But now every time I have an interaction with somebody, I'm always trying to look at it from their perspective, right? Seek first.
Look for trends though, right? If it's a one-off kind of thing, you can't get flipped out about it. If it's a trend, that's a different situation. If it's like,
yes,
okay, this happened, woosah, baby, woosah, get to the root.
Yes.
If it's a reoccurring thing, then there's probably something else there. So
the real estate investor should be seeking first to understand, then to be understood. Why is that person selling the property? How can I create value? Not just throwing in a price without understanding what's going on. That's a very, very important habit. But the first one I really like to touch on is just to be proactive. What's going on in the world? Money's being printed. Laws are being changed. Capital gains up, 1031 gone. Estate taxes, but what are you doing? The 100-year real estate investor is being proactive. We're learning. We're constantly listening to podcasts, educating ourselves, surrounding ourselves with amazing advisors. That's how you're proactive. Continuing to learn, picking up a book 15 years later and reading it. That's being proactive. That's what the 100-year real estate investor is all about, Jake.
Yeah, and it allows you to specialize and get very good at what you're focusing on. And so Gino and I, we invest in multifamily apartments. We have good accountants. We have good team members. We have good advisors that he was talking about 1031 going away. There's estate planners that are involved in our lives. Okay. We have these folks around us to advise us so we can make educated decisions. So we don't need to be an expert on everything. And also we have this great platform. If we need to learn about something, we can pull in an estate planner. We'll do a podcast with him. We'll learn a little something there, build rapport. And you know, maybe we'll find out if there's a values-based fit just by doing an interview, right?
And the estate tax planning, go on to the playlist. We did one with Linus Sugis. Great podcast. Chock full of information.
Linus Sugis.
Great job. He did an amazing job. Estate planning is boring, like watching paint dry. Linus did an amazing job of painting the picture and being proactive, giving you the information so you can at least make that call. Jake, this number two, this second one is very powerful to me. What I want you to do, if you're driving the car, obviously you can't do that. Want you to close your eyes, Mr. Stenziano. I want you
really?
To
really,
yes, close your eyes and then picture and imagine. Start with the end in mind. Now, if you told me this 15 years ago, I would have thought you're nuts. Start with the end in mind. Jake, you're sitting at your funeral right now. What do you want your life
man.
To look like?
Dude, my wife's in the hospital. I'm at the funeral. What's this guy doing to me today?
I'm all alone, man. I need you, bro. So, but honestly, okay, I'll do it to myself. I'm at my own funeral right now. I'm surrounded by my 6 kids, hopefully my 38 grandchildren. Surrounded, my wife is definitely going to outlast me, bro.
So that's one of them had more than 6 kids then, because 6 is 36. So someone had 8.
They have to, but that's what I want. But how do I promote that? I promote my children having a lot of children by showing how amazing family life is. They're incorporated in everything I do. They come to the Jake and Gino events. They sell the swag. They see how much I love being a dad. So what do you think their cues are? Their cues are dad loves having us. maybe I should have a bigger family. So that's my values. That's how I've created that culture in my family. Start with the end in mind. I want to be able to leave a legacy. I want to be able to leave financial independence for my kids. I want my kids to have values-based decision-making. Every time they make a decision, it's based on their values. I want them to be financially independent. I don't want them to be slaves of debt. I want them to control their financial destiny. How do I do that? Let's reverse engineer to today. Everything I do today,
you lead
going forward
by example.
Exactly.
That's, yeah.
So let's just stop for 1 second. Let everyone think as I'm saying all this, how does it the end in mind? How does your end look like? What do you want at the end of your life, people saying about you? I want the Jake and Gino community to say, boy, hundreds of thousands of units closed, thousands of students who have quit their jobs and gone into multifamily, which is impacting hundreds of thousands of people. That's what I want my legacy to be. My children growing up and saying, man, I'm really proud of my dad. That's how I'm reverse engineering and working my life.
My dad built a values-based community.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to share, this is all the G-dads talking what I want. What
Dude,
do you
G-dad's
want?
G-dad's running right now. Dude, I just want to be around the G-dad, all right? You know, I stick around the G-dad and then think out, all right? That's how it rolls over here, okay?
Jake, you don't want to share. I can tell. That's okay. The next one, Jake, you like this one because you're all about landscaping. Sharpening the saw, baby. That's number six, all right? There's no chainsaws. This is the regular saw because you got to sharpen it. And what does that mean?
You need to make sure your shovel is sharp, okay? It doesn't matter what tool it is. You want all your tools sharp, okay?
See, we're talking about the landscaping motifs are going in, but that's okay. He gets it. We have to paint the picture for all of us, Jake, myself, that are a little bit slower. But really, what does sharpening the saw really mean? It really means to continue to grow. A 100-year real estate investor is all about being a responsibility junkie and about taking control. It's about the long-term mindset.
Lifelong learner.
And that's exactly what it's about. Just because somebody says something is good, it's not good. I'll give you an example. I bought an IUL policy, an Index Universal Life policy a couple of years ago. I thought it was what I should have done. Did my research. This is why I'm so passionate about whole life. It's a good product, IUL, for certain instances, if you want to plan for retirement. For me in the real estate space and for the real estate investor, I think whole life is hands and above much better product. Continuing to learn, continuing to evolve. That's how we became partners with Rick Sapio and Teresa Kuhn, because I am a lifelong learner. I'm seeing that this product, this 100-year product that we have, it's an amazing vehicle, cash management tool, life benefits, death benefits. It's all there for the 100-year. If I didn't continue to learn, I would have gone down that wrong path and continued to make mistakes. But as a 100-year real estate investor, Jake, we are all about continuous learning.
See, with Gino, it's all about the reproduction. Okay. He's got a bunch of kids. He owns a bunch of apartment buildings and separate businesses. So each one of those is a separate business. And he's got a bunch of different policies, each one being a separate business. So across the many platforms, sir.
Mm-hmm. And Jake, I think the last one I want to touch on is the synergize, right? The synergy that he talks about is working in conjunction. And I think that Jake and I are really proud that we created this RAND family of companies. We call it the RAND Power Wheel. And that RAND Power Wheel has continued to evolve. As we've grown, it's grown. In the middle of it is the 100-year real estate investor. And why is that in the middle? At least for me, it's in the middle because that really incorporates and adopts the mindset. All around that
value.
Power Wheel. Yes. Yeah. All around that Power Wheel are our different entities, whether it's the RAND Property Management Company, the RAND Partners, which does syndications. We have the Jake and Gino Education, and we have RAND Development, which we're coming out. So that it works in such synergy. Life is so much easier when you have that synergy working, and it's what I call a symbiotic relationship. So when you're thinking about that, that synergize, you want that synergy in your life and in your business, and it works to make one thing stronger than the other. But it all starts with the philosophy, with the mindset up front, and with your core values and with your values-based decision making.
So what does it mean to you? Because I think if I'm going to like drill all this down, and this is for you personally, tell me like the importance to you about having a morally sound, values-based business that you own, run, and in control of.
Woo!
Like unpack that a little bit. No, but seriously, like I think over, you know, my 10, 15 years, whatever, of knowing and working with you, like, I don't know that there's anything more important to you in your business than being that man of character. I just hear from you because I asked you that, and now we're live, so I'm putting you on the spot.
I'm getting life coached here. I thought sounds like I'm talking to my wife over here with these hard questions. I think it really boils down to this, Jake. for years, you knew me as the pizza guy. I had one restaurant and there was nothing wrong with that. I just couldn't grow an enterprise. I didn't have values. I didn't have core values and nothing was my fault. Everything was the employee's fault. Everything was about the economy. I never took total
brutal honesty, Gino. Like,
no, that's, it is.
It's amazing. I mean, that's not easy to do, like to come out with that though.
But right? I want to be honest because yeah. that's yeah. the person that I was. And that's where a lot of people are. And I want them to see that it's okay because you can grow out of that person. How do you do that? It's a reality check. Number one, number two, you start partnering with amazing people. My peer group back then was my peer group. I have a much different peer group right now. Steve Sims, Eric Edmeads, Cameron Harold. These are people that I look up to and that we interview. Jake Senziano. They're not going to call BS on me. They're going to know that, dude, you're making that's on you. That's your fault. And when I realized back in 2008 that T. Harv Eker, amazingly, we recorded with him. He's on the Jake and Gino channel, reading his book, hits me in the gut. And I'm like, I have to own my crap. I can't blame the economy. I can't blame the president. And
that was a paradigm shift for you.
Yeah. That's exactly what we're talking about. And then reading this book a few years later, I'm like, wow, it's all coming through to me. And being a person of character is a person who takes responsibility. And that's why I built this business with you. It's one step at a time. It's one brick at a time. You have a lot of different inflection points. We bought our first deal.
And it's a lot of work.
Yeah, we bought our second deal. But anything in life, having children, having an amazing relationship with your wife, building a business.
No pain, no gain, baby.
That's right. Finance, whatever, health, whatever that is, you have to put effort into it, but you have to be doing it from a place of clarity. How do you get that clarity? We don't lack motivation. Once again, everybody, we lack clarity. You get that clarity from having values-based decision-making. If you want to be a healthy person, you're not eating cheeseburgers every day and drinking beers. That's the values right there. You have to choose a healthier lifestyle. You have to work out. So flush out those values. And I was living incongruent with my values. I'll give you one more example. At the restaurant, the reason why I really wanted to get out was I'm a family guy. What am I doing working every holiday, every weekend? I'm missing all that. Even though I'm making money, I felt so in misalignment with my values that I wish someone had told me when I was 30 years old, smacked me in the head and said, hey, dude, what are your values? If your values are to be home on Christmas Eve and not work 18 hours, maybe you should be thinking of the long term and getting out of what you're doing, getting into something else. I was afraid and I didn't know. And when you live incongruent with your values, you're going to feel like something's off. And there's a lot of people who are living like that. I was one of them. As soon as I found this real estate thing and I left the restaurant and I started doing the real estate full time, multifamily and Jake and Gino, it was like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. And I'm like, I'm finally living congruent with my values. And now, even if I have to do work on the weekends, I can take the kids and I can work one weekend and not work three. And more importantly, I can work with who I want to. Jake, who are you interviewing today? Don't want to interview that person. Gone. We have those decisions because we have the values that are backing those decisions up. So I challenge everybody. This may sound repetitive. It may sound like, oh, you have to focus on what your values are and what you want to achieve. What is the end in mind? And let's reverse engineer that, Jake.
Yeah. And the first step for everybody is to take 100% responsibility for everything that comes into your life. You have to own your outcomes. Be aware, though, that if you're looking at it through the lens of the five F's, you know, family, faith, friendships, fitness, finance, you're not, first step again, taking full responsibility. But you're going to look at all of these aspects of your life once you take 100% responsibility for yourself, and you're going to want to fix them all. Once you have that epiphany, once you have that paradigm shift, be aware, though, that this takes time, okay? As you evolve as a human, as you realize that you are responsible for everything that comes into your life, it's going to take a minute to correct some things that you have going on. So be patient with yourself, but just don't quit. You got to keep working at it every day. And it may be something on with your family. You work on the business right now. You don't get to that for a couple of years. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Just don't stop. I think you got to keep pushing and pushing through these things. So, Gino, we went a little long today. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Two things. I want to give something away for you, but two things that you can do. Jake has got a great advice. Find an amazing partner like Jake, number one. Find an accountability coach or somebody who can hold you accountable to these actions that you need to take. Now, this is the paradigm busting book right here, The Honeybee. If you want a copy, email me gino@jakeandgino.com. I'll send you a PDF copy. This is going to ask questions like, not how, but who? how to scale up your business. How, it talks about values in here. It talks about money as not being the end all, but creating money and having purpose behind the money, the multiple streams of revenue you're creating. Why are you creating them? We're not all out there just making money, but why are we making money? That will lead to a much more impactful and fruitful life. So email me, Gino@jakeandgino.com for a copy.
And how to evaluate those opportunities when they come in. So do they align with the value? Awesome. Gino, ran a little long, but really enjoyed this. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Jake.